The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hi, everybody, and welcome. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. If you're listening to this on the day it comes out or shortly thereafter, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving and have gone through all the digestive rituals that come along with
digestive eating. Rituals.
Yes. It's the PG way of saying it.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Mary, I don't know if you ever knew this. You're not allowed to say words like poop. You're not supposed to say that on the radio.
Really?
Yeah, you're not supposed to say any kind of... you're not supposed to say any words that would refer to a bodily fluid or coming out of the body. So
I can appreciate
you know,
that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, many people do, especially if you've got kids in the car.
Right. Oh, but my goodness. Well, aside from that.
Yeah. Something interesting happened, though, for Thanksgiving. Okay. And Facebook went down for a short bit.
Yeah.
And it was amazing because it forced millions of Americans for the short time that it was down to actually contemplate what they're going to talk about face to face with family.
Seriously.
It was scary.
They had to actually watch the parade live and not post about it or right. take. Wow.
Well, you can still tweet, but okay, I mean, yeah.
Twitter will never die.
That's not the popular platform of choice. But it's funny because immediately as Facebook came back online, everybody had a new reason to be thankful.
Yeah, right. It's just so funny that it happened, though, like on the holiday.
Yeah.
When you really do want to be having those face-to-face conversations or phone calls or whatever, like in real life, you know, ideally. So,
way to go, Zuckerberg.
Facebook.
Way to go, Mark. You sly boo you. But we are in Black Friday weekend and... which leads into Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday and what the heck happened to my bank account Wednesday. It's all the fun stuff that you will go through over the weekend. And this is the one or two times when Thanksgiving is just so late.
Yes.
That December starts on Sunday. And that's going to really like just put pressure on people with the shopping. You're an early shopper, though, aren't you?
Generally, I am an early shopper. I didn't get as much done this year as I would have liked. I don't know why, because I usually try to get it all done before Halloween. But this year, I'm cutting it close. We are doing a more minimalist approach to the holidays. We're going to be taking the kids on a family vacation in January. So, you know, that's going to be a big part of their present. And to be honest, I'm kind of down with that. So having like a less is more, really making it more about traditions with the family and seeing other people and doing things that way. But how about you? You're a late person when it comes to the Christmas shopping, right?
Yeah, I'll go out on the 24th and go to the gift card kiosk over at, you know, Walgreens or something and just everybody will get their selection. No, my wife is Susan. She's just on top of it for everybody. She is just the expert when it comes to that stuff. Very thoughtful. That's what compliments us so well is her ability to handle it and mine to just kind of what?
Yeah, I'm
it's
here.
Tomorrow. Okay, but that's kind of what's happening here in the DeCastro household over the weekend, and and as we get ready to bring on the holidays, less than four weeks away, I guess, at this point.
Bring it on, man.
It's gonna fly by. So if you tuned in while you're on the road working, maybe you're out shopping, getting errands done, and you're looking for something fun to do, just listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. All right, Mary. You got the Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week. What do you got?
I do. As you said, December starts this Sunday. And if you're in the northern part of the state, you're in luck. St. Anne's Arts and Cultural Center, which is one of the most beautiful venues in the state. It's absolutely beautiful. They're going to be having a holiday concert. The Ocean State Pops Orchestra. Phenomenal ensemble. They're going to be doing a whole holiday concert to kick off December right. The conductor, of course, is Dr. Brian Cardinay, who you and I both know. He's actually the conductor of my wind ensemble. Great guy. But this is just a talented group of people from in and around the Ocean State getting together. The concert is from 3 until 5 p.m. And you're going to have a great time hearing some of the most amazing holiday pieces by a talented group of people in a great building. So I think that's a very interesting thing. I mean, you're going to get to see this like Rhode Island icon of historical beauty and kick off the holidays.
Sounds awesome. That's Sunday up in Woonsocket.
Correct.
Nice.
So,
I like it.
That is the Wicked Interesting Pick for the Week. And now, here's the Wicked Fun in the 401.
All right, let's start right away with the 31st Annual Warren Holiday Festival happening Friday and Saturday, November 29th and 30th. This is just going to be a whole just cavalcade of events. First and foremost, the big man, Santa. He'll be arriving via a fire truck at 5 p.m. over to the Baker Street Fire Museum, and you can go there. Sparky the Fire Dog will be there as well, handing out some wonderful goodies. You can take a tour of the Masonic Temple of the Washington Lodge over there in Warren. It is actually the second oldest continuously running Masonic temples in the United States. It's pretty cool there.
Really?
They'll have some performances. Yeah. Then a little later on in the evening, it's a bunch of stuff happening. There'll be the Circus Dynamics. They'll have the Fire Spinners there, which is really cool. And they'll have these, they call them the Tropigals. It's the Golden Era of Dance troupe. Mm-hmm. They'll be performing. And then at 7:15, there will be a little parade and a procession up Miller Street, up to the town hall for the grand lighting of the town. You know, all the lights will be flipped on right around that time. And then on Saturday, there's a ton of events as well going on throughout the day. We have all the links. I mean, to go through it all, I mean, it's just jam-packed.
Yeah.
You can spend your entire afternoon there. This is absolutely perfect for kids and families. So you're going to want to check this out. And plus, there's a lot of great shops around. So if you want to check that out as well, if you want to pop in and get something cool, unique, we got it over here in Warren. That's happening this weekend, the 29th and 30th. It is the 31st annual Warren Holiday Festival. Mary, what do you got?
For those of you who are on the West Bay of the state, the Ocean State Artisans Holiday Show 2019 is taking place at CCRI in Warwick. Now, of course, this is going to be both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, it's 10 to 5. And on Sunday, it is just Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
Trying to make sure it stays in November, obviously.
Yeah.
So Friday from 10 to 5, Saturday from 9 to 4. This is where you can get some really unique gifts for everyone on your shopping list. The admission is $3, but you can save a buck by bringing in a canned, non-perishable food item. Of course, there's tons of free parking. This is the easy off the access of Route 2. You don't have to bother with all of Route 2. You just get off the highway. Bada bing, bada boom. There is the campus. I got to go to this last year. My mom is actually one of the artisans. It's really cool. It is not, you know, I was worried that it was just going to be a bunch of like old little, you know, like craft projects that I would do. These things are not only phenomenal, things that there's no way, shape, or form. Like, this is crafts that people have been working on their entire lives. But they're very unique. So if you do have those people on your list who are a little difficult to buy for, honestly, I can tell you this, you're going to go to the show and you will definitely find items for people, no doubt. Whether they're tricky to buy for or not, it's a great, inspiring show, and it's a great way to support some local artisans here in the state.
Yeah, Mary, Susan and I went to see last year, visit the table, and I lost Susan for about, I don't know, a good 45 minutes to an hour in that menagerie of all these artists. And there are a lot of great stuff there, a lot of really talented, you know, folks putting their stuff together. And that's something cool to check out. Another great thing that's happening on Saturday from 12 to 6 is the Water Fire Art and Craft Festival. There'll be over 75 artists and makers. That is happening on Saturday the 30th from 12 to 6 p.m. And if you've never been there, it's that their Waterfire Arts Center, which is at 475 Valley Street in Providence. It's an indoor holiday and art craft festival. It's going to be so great to support the local community. There will be artists. There will be live music. There will be local food. You can come learn about the community partners. And as always, you can learn about the volunteer opportunities over there at Waterfire. They're always looking for help. They do such an amazing job every time they put those fires up on the river. It's really, really cool. And people don't realize it's like a 30-hour endeavor where they just go for 30 hours straight, putting it all together, setting it up, having the event, breaking it down. It's really cool. But this is the Art and Craft Festival. So go check it out. And if you've never seen their space there, it's on the newer side. It's relatively new. So go take that in. It's happening from 12 to 6 on Saturday. It's the Holiday Art and Craft Festival over at Waterfire Arts Center.
You know, you're talking about the newness of the Waterfire Arts Center. And I have a completely different place, a very old venue for you to check out here in Rhode Island at the Old Colony House in Newport, because they're going to be having a holiday open house taking place Sunday, December 1st from 3 to 5. This is put on by the Newport Historical Society. And you get to really kind of kick off your holiday season with a touch of history. You get to learn about the building a little bit as you walk around. This is where we had one of our podcast events last year for Outlander Cast.
Oh, okay.
Gorgeous, gorgeous venue. And what's going to happen is there's going to be costumed performers, kind of like old timey, that match the building, and they will be singing hymns and holiday carols. A handout will be there in case you want to sing along as well. This is completely free. Audience participation is highly encouraged. It's just a great way to kick off Christmas in Newport. Newport, of course, is absolutely gorgeous all year round. But they really deck the halls and take some great time and effort to make it look beautiful this time of year. So that's happening Sunday from 3 to 5, and it's free.
Nice. Folks, no matter where you are in Rhode Island, you're never more than 18 and a half miles from Connecticut, Massachusetts, or the ocean. And ladies and gentlemen, this weekend, I've got 2 days of borderline stuff and 1 day of within the state, all taking place at various Cardi's Furniture locations. It is their annual free photo with Santa weekend. This is open to children and well-behaved pets, all invited to take a free, that's right, free photo with Santa. For the people over there, Blue Flash actually photographed my wedding over there at the towers. Yeah, good people.
They did a good job.
You will get a free 4-inch by 6-inch photo there. Plus, you'll be able to download digital copies afterwards on the Facebook page. So this weekend, Friday, November 29th, it'll be at the Wareham Cardi's Furniture and Mattress location from 4 to 8 p.m. On Saturday. See how they did that, though, on Black Friday? They said, don't have to take you away from crazy stuff that you're doing.
Yep.
Wait a little bit. Sleep in. Relax.
Nice.
And come later in the afternoon, 4 to 8 p.m. That's in Wareham on Friday. On Saturday, they will be at the Swansea location from 4 to 8 p.m. Again, Swansea, Mass., 4 to 8 p.m. That's on Saturday. And then on Sunday, they come to Rhode Island. They will be back in the home state, the mother state, from 2 to 6 p.m. at the West Warwick Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses location. So 3 days, three great opportunities covering so much. And then the following weekend, Friday and Saturday, the 6th, they'll be up in New Hampshire from 4 to 8. And the 7th, they'll be in South Attleboro. Well, you can find the exact times, because I know there's a lot of information kind of compacted into this one segment. But you can't beat it. It's a high quality photo. You can take it, you can download it, you can print more, you can create a card out of it. You've got it in enough time. So check that out. Plus, you can bring your pets if they're well behaved.
So good. So cool.
Just don't.
Really a deal. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Don't let Bowser go and take a bite out of a sofa.
No.
Nairobi won't be happy about that. But no, it's always a wonderful offering there. And of course, you could always bring a new or like new unwrapped toy for Toys with Tots. So check that out over at Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses.
Love it. If you'd like to get out and about amidst all your shopping and your photo taking this weekend, you're in luck because on November 29th at 6 p.m., it is the Newport Illuminated Boat Parade. You get to see a dazzling display of nautical holiday spirit along the Newport waterfront. It starts at the Newport Yacht Club, and this is completely open to the public for this event. It goes by Parati Park and Bowen's Bannister Wharves. So you're encouraged to bring a non-perishable food item for a donation box at the Newport Yacht Club. But this is just a great event for you to check on out. Once again, you don't have to rush anywhere crazy. It starts at 6 o'clock, but it's a great way for the Ocean State to celebrate it in its own way, the holidays, just to kind of light things up. It's not too awfully cold yet. You know, it's not going to be snowing just yet on the 29th. So, because that's tomorrow night. So if you're free tomorrow night, guys, head on down to Newport. Check out the Illuminated Boat Parade. United Way of Rhode Island. We talk about it every single week because it's so important. And as you've heard, so many of these events that we're talking about, you know, you can bring donated goods, you can bring a toy, you can bring some food. But what if you want to do something more? What if you want to be doing something maybe on the regular? Well, that's why we here at Wicked Rhodey have been able to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island to help you learn about these volunteer activities.
That's right. So first and foremost, the Rhode Island Free Clinic, they are dental providers. They need volunteer dentists and dental hygienists with active Rhode Island dental license. The commitment is only one 3-hour shift per month. And the training's provided, you know, to get you kind of into their system and everything. But, you know, you get out of school, you get out of dental school. I know we have some great programs between Bristol Community College and also at the local schools here down at URI and around this area for both dentists and hygienists. If you want to get some experience, this is a great way to do it. Again, it's the Rhode Island Free Clinic. Folks are in need, and if you want more information, you can just reach out to Ingrid over there at the Rhode Island Free Clinic. What do you have, Mary?
Well, if you're listening to this and you're someone who loves this time of year because it means that you get to plan events, or maybe you get to, you know, be really active on social media and jazz up someone's game, then the Women's Fund of Rhode Island is looking for you. They're looking for events committee members, marketing communication committee members as well, to really help out with that marketing communication strategy design, maybe website development, social media communication, or blog content development for their marketing and communication committee. So meetings are held monthly in Providence, but if that's difficult for you, you can attend virtually.
Nice. If you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, especially as we get into the colder winter months, visit their website and simply dial 211 and get connected to the help that you need. All right, folks, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedrhodeypodcast.com.
We know you're being social this weekend. Now that social media is back up and running, hopefully without any snafus. But if you're on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, make sure that you use that hashtag WickedRhodey. You could do us a favor too and screenshot your phone if you're safely listening to the podcast and not driving, and share it in your stories. Let people know that this podcast exists.
That's right. If you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you can email us wickedrhodeypodcast@gmail.com or just reach out to us on Facebook.
That's right. Until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Benda Castro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Rhodey. We'll have more for you next Thursday, the first Thursday of December.
The first Thursday, the first Thursday of the last month. Yes, it's all about to end. And then we'll get to perfect vision with 2020.
I love it. Have a great day, guys.